Bush and Richie here with another Daily Takeaway. Thank you very much for turning up for it.
Cheers.
It's another Toasty Tuesday in this particular episode that you're going to hear. Very exciting one. Don't want to say too much about it, but obviously there's been bread in the studio for this particular episode. So you just love sometimes. And you get your fancy bread, your multigrain bread, your seeded bread, your artisan bread.
Oh, yeah.
All that kind of thing. I love sometimes just soft white bread.
Old fashioned kind of budget. You know, like the lowest type of bread you can get.
Yes.
Sometimes the cheaper the better.
Supermarket bread. Don't even want a brand name on it. I just want bog standard white bread. Soft white bread.
And you know what? Even though this is high risk, given the toasty that you're about to hear us make on the show, we had some leftover roast chicken from the other night. So this morning I made myself a roast chicken sandwich, cheap old soft white bread, loads of great big chunks of butter on it, swacked together with some salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I had that on the train. It was fantastic.
The great thing about your white bread, and I don't know what the, you know, I'm not a baker. I don't know what the difference is with your white bread and your brown bread, but your white bread, you can smush it.
You can smush it together.
Yeah. I feel like you could almost actually like make a ball of bread.
They should do sculpting competitions where you can make like a goose out of white bread or whatever.
I don't reckon anyone's ever done that before.
No, no. Imagine, I'd love to go down Blackpool seafront, watch three or four people trying to make geese out or anything out of squished white bread.
Tell you what, we're going to let this episode of the podcast start. We'll be back at the end, having just checked whether anyone has sculpted bread before.
Bread modelling.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
But it is indeed Valentine's Day, Valentine's evening. And whether you are in a relationship or not, or aspiring to be with somebody, you can all celebrate Valentine's Day if we turn to objects. All right?
What, study on?
No, no.
There's a last port of call.
Roses are red. Cream eggs are brown. This spherical chocolate, for me, has the crown.
Are you okay?
I am okay, but I'm just pointing out to you my love for cream eggs, okay?
Okay.
We all have love for things that aren't human beings.
So you actually physically, properly love cream eggs?
I love them. I hate the fact that they're just a seasonal thing and it's from Christmas right up until Easter and then they just disappear unless you're wanting to get a selection box that's got the tiny little bits of cream egg and a little bit of chocolate in it. I hate that. I love them all year round.
Uh-huh.
I'm even going chasing around for the little white ones at the moment.
You're like an egg hunter.
I am an egg hunter. You must have an object that you love.
I mean, I love my Brompton, my bike, my little foldy
there
bike.
There you go.
It saved me when I... You remember I got nearly run over by that fella?
I do remember.
At the Trafalgar Square roundabout. I feel like the Brompton saved me. It's like Shadowfax. Is that Gandalf's horse? I always, like, rub its side and whisper to it.
Well, look, there is love. You know, you fell off this thing. It was in an accident. And you've got straight back on it.
It's like Goose off of Maverick, isn't it?
There you go.
But still alive.
So if there is an object that you would like to declare your love to on the show tonight, we have the opportunity. Rich wants to put forward the Marks and Spencer's love sausage, which is back on
there. Is that
a thing? Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. He's got a picture of it here. Heart-shaped pork sausage wrapped in smoked bacon, delicious cooked with egg for the perfect Valentine's breakfast.
I've never heard of a love sausage before. It's a strange-looking thing.
It's beautiful.
Psycho says pizza. He does say something else, but I'm just not going to read it out.
Good.
Let's just say he really does love pizza.
Wayne would like to declare love to his vinyl selection. Algae, some pork scratchings. Doesn't have to be food related, as the vinyl proves.
Yep.
So keep your objects coming in that you want to declare your love to. Sean would like to declare his love to his jet washer. Look forward each year to the day that I clean the patio. Use Valentine's Day today to declare your love to an object that deserves that worship in your life.
Tony says, I adore my noise cancelling headphones. Not only can I listen to absolutely radio, but I drown out the nerds around me discussing drivel in the office. He also adds, they're useful at home to stop me hearing the kids murdering each other and on dog walks to avoid talking to anyone. He sounds like my kind of guy.
Ben, what would you like to declare your love to?
So I want to declare my love to my Rally Team Burner racer bike that I've recently bought.
Wow. Now, I don't know what this is. Can you explain to the layman listening to this what kind of thing that is?
So you must remember in the 80s, everyone riding around on racer bikes, like road bikes.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is a black and yellow team racer from Rally, from, you know, built in Nottingham.
Just just googled it and immediately transported back to our 80s childhoods. It looks so familiar.
Thank you very much.
And so is this someone that set you back quite a bit of money? Is it a project? What's the impact of this bike?
So this is just a project. I was a bit bored and I saw it for sale on the, you know, social media for £60. I thought, why not?
So, Ben, what are you going to ride it? How old are you? Is it an interesting look going around on a racer BMX in whatever age you are?
So 43, and I am going to ride it on Cleethorpe Seafront when the sun arises.
Brilliant, do that, get some Lycra on, refuse to use the cycle path for no apparent reason, and wind up a load of motorists.
I'll be wearing Lycra, definitely won't. The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Valentine's night. Is there an object that you would like to declare your love to this evening? Sarah would like to put forward her new Flash Power Mop.
Ooh.
Now, that would imply a mop that is got some kind of power motor in it. I love the sound of that.
Well, we've got a steam mop. Is it the same kind of thing?
What's a steam mop?
It's like a mop that you connect to the mains, boils water, and you can shoot steam out of its mouth like a dragon
this
from a child's book.
This sounds amazing.
It goes like... And you can flip the end, it goes...
Sarah,
love
get
it.
Back to us. Is it like that?
Hazel says, I love my allotment. It's set in the beautiful countryside and I grow free food, which is an amazing thing. Then, I imagine foxes and badgers turn up and ruin it for everyone like they always do. This person here says, I'd love to declare my love for real ale, as it's brilliant and a diverse area of drink right now.
A curious one from Terry. I declare my love for Mr. Crate-y. Here's our crate that we use as a hop-up or a seat for decorating.
So they're always stood on Mr. Crate-y.
Yes, but they love him.
They love him. Sometimes they sit on him.
John, the object you're declaring your love for?
All our customers will come and bring all their clothes for me dining every day.
Ah, so what's the name of your business and what do you guys do?
Well, we basically iron people's clothes. It's Deb's Ironing Shop in Wakefield, and we've been going for about 13 years now, and... yeah, we're just declaring his love for all his customers who stuck with us through thick and thin, through COVID.
And if it's not too much a personal question, what's the most unusual thing you've pressed?
We ironed a pair of trousers which were about 60-inch waist.
My word!
Fair play.
Wow. John, if I was to bring in like a hold all the clothes, how quickly are you turning around the ironing?
Well, what's been going on?
I'm just interested.
I'll have it back to you in a couple of days.
Would you indeed? Well.
Okay, cool. Right. Well, listen, if you need to get going now, Richie, I'll put on some songs.
John, love the fact you're declaring the love to the customers. Well done, fella.
Thank you.
Valentine's night. Declared my love for the cream egg earlier. Roses are red, cream eggs are brown. This spherical chocolate for me has the crown. I think I've got a date with one at Liverpool Street at around about 7:20 tonight. Is there an object that you would like to declare your love to?
Sarah has tweeted you back a poem. She says, roses are red, hormones are lacking. That's why for me, HRT is cracking.
Thank you very much.
Neil says, my new love affair is without a doubt a stovetop espresso maker. She's sophisticated, knows what she likes, and that's being good in the kitchen. No kettle tastes like real espresso. I can feel she's for life, and I will love her even when she's a bit of an old boiler.
Well, I never.
He really has taken that to new lengths, hasn't he?
Going on in that one. Another long-term love from Rich in Maidstone. I'd like to declare my love for my collection of Performance VW magazine. I've brought and kept every issue since October 1996. Currently looking at pictures of VW Golfs in Maidstone as we speak.
His wife must be over the moon with that collection.
Nathan wants to put forward his old Vauxhall Corsa. Connie, 26 years old, still getting in from places in comfort and reliability. Has a tantrum from time to time, but it's a great car.
Good on him. Good. God bless Connie.
8:12:15 for your text and your tweets to Absolute Radio. Rachel, what are you declaring your love to?
The love sausage.
Is that a nickname or an item?
No, honestly, you've heard one before about the M&S love sausage.
Yes.
Yes, I buy one every year for my husband.
Oh, okay. Cool. We're getting a bit of clarification here. Yes. This is context, I guess.
So your husband is having a love sausage tonight?
Yes.
Okay. I was just saying I'd never seen one before. Can you describe to us what it is?
It's a sausage wrapped in smoked bacon, set out in a heart shape.
In the shape of a heart. Now that is nothing says I love you like that, does it? Hello?
Rachel?
She's gone. She's got so excited about it. This is the Daily Takeaway. The moment of truth for our £5 charity shop challenge ahead of Sunday's car boot sale at the Chelmsford car boot sale, which is going to be brilliant, raising money for Cash for Kids. So come down and see us. We can't wait to be there. But we thought, let's try and see whether Richie and I have got good senses for going into a charity shop, picking a bargain a little bit like in Bargain Hunt, and seeing if we can make a bit of money on it for Cash for Kids on the day.
It's going to be a great day. The whole reason that we're down at the car boot is trying to shift this stuff in the spare presenter's cupboard here at Absolute Radio ahead of our building move later in the year. But this little side challenge to make this money for Cash for Kids. Have we got the eye for a bargain? Will anyone want to buy the stuff that we've had this £5 budget for at the charity shop?
That's not my trousers, that's my bag zipping up. Right, so I was on my way down to the train station earlier on. Not that I'd forgotten to do this, not in a million years, but I saw the email and thought, oh yeah, popped into Harp with me £5, and I was about to buy a Toby jug, you know? Yeah, my mum's got loads of them, like weird jugs with like old fellas' faces on. I thought that could be it. But then I saw these two pictures that were resting up against the wall on the shelf, and it's almost like I had a moment of clarity. It's almost like a visitation, a light from above, and I thought, this has got to be it. So I've bought them, and you're going to love these. Our producer Nick described them as slightly erotic.
Okay.
Two beautiful fantasy pictures. The first one, a unicorn.
Wow.
Running along. White unicorn, black background there, like something from Lord of the Rings. Absolutely gorgeous.
And our producer thought that was erotic.
So, well, wait till you see the other one.
Okay.
Picture two. Beautiful fairy holding an orb.
Can I have a look at these, please?
These are designs that you would see on an all-round print fleece of someone in a board game shop. And I'm a board gamer, and I'm happy to say that.
Wow, look at those.
Aren't they gorgeous?
The fairy, when it's... my eyesight isn't great, but that's quite blurred, isn't it?
It's a little bit blurred. Yeah. Whoever's drawn it's had a bit of trouble. But those two on your wall, £5 for the pair. I've got a feeling we'll make a big comeback on those at the car boot on Sunday.
That's going to be interesting. I mean, they've got sort of like mountings on the back, so they're ready to hang,
ready to go. Ready to go in your bed sit.
And that was £2.50
each? £2.50
each. Wow. And they do come as a pair, really, don't they? They're of the same hue.
Yeah, and if you come, no offence, I don't want to get off to the wrong footing with people, but I don't want anyone coming in. You know, these people come in early at the car boot and try and snaff all the best deals. Mm-hmm. Don't go trying to take one off me. No. It's the pair or nothing, or we walk. I'll take them home, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so £5 spent. That's interesting.
So I'm very intrigued then. Is what you've bought, without giving it away, because we'll find out next, what you've bought with your £5, is it in that kind of ballpark?
No.
Not erotic fantasy, then?
No.
OK, it's good to have a bit of diversity.
No, it's very, very different. So I'm quite pleased with what I've got here. Quite heavy.
Oh.
I'm not even going to tell what it is.
Not another Toblerone.
It's not another Toblerone, no. It is Jenga.
Love Jenga.
Yes. Isn't it great?
That's a great game.
Complete sets. Not that I've opened it, actually, but you can feel it at the top. It's got the whole thing in there. I was well pleased with that. £3.
That's £3. So what, you've got money left over?
No. I spent the full £5.
Okay, so there's you two to play with
Jenga
from this point.
Jenga for £3, which I think will go. This will be popular.
People love Jenga. It's okay. A great game.
To go with the Jenga, not that it goes with the Jenga, I spotted a music section.
Okay, can't beat some good CDs.
The CDs were £1 each.
Ah!
So, first of all, I bought a collectible, part of a series, now 49.
Oh, now, what year was that? What kind of bands we got on Now 49?
You're looking at Robbie Williams' Eternity. You're looking at Stereophonics, Have a Nice Day. You're looking at Hearsay, The Way to Your Love.
It was a great year. It was a great year for music.
DJ Pied Piper and the Master of Ceremonies, Do You Really Like It? Is it Wicked?
What a song that is.
There you are, exactly. So that is a collectible. If you are collecting the Now series, but you're without 49... you're going to go upwards of a quid for that.
Well, you'd be like, got 47, got 48, need 49, got 50.
Yeah.
Complete the collection.
And so no matter what I am saying that it's worth, you'll pay it because you want it to complete that collection.
Yeah, you bite your hand off for it.
So, Jenga, now 49, and Michael Bolton's Timeless Classics.
Oh, my word, what a curveball.
Look at his hair.
Look at his hair. It's like the fleece from Jason and the Argonauts.
Absolutely beautiful man. That's there you go. What do you reckon?
Can you name one song off the back of the Michael Bolton?
I'm really disappointed because I was hoping for Time, Love and Tenderness, and that's not on there, but To Love Somebody is.
Oh, well, that's good. So it's got some of the bases covered for bangers.
Exactly.
So yours, you've got a mezze of things in many ways.
I have, but spent £5 on the nose.
Brilliant Night In, Jenga and a couple of CDs.
Thank you very much.
All of these items are available to buy at our Car Butte sale on Sunday. All I would say is get yourself down there if you fancy a bargain.
You can check them out on our socials and pass comment if you wish. Be kind.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So we're very excited about coming to see you at the Chelmsford Park and Ride Car Boot Sale on Sunday. It's the first car boot sale we've ever done as a show, and if it goes well, we'll do more. Ray, all the money from what we make at the weekend's going towards our charity Cash for Kids. Something's happened, I think, with this car boot sale where we've, if we may say so ourselves, we've kind of transitioned from it just being a load of bric-a-brac in the cupboard over there in the second studio, which is how it started. We've had such lovely donations from people that we were actually turning up on Sunday with some really good stuff. For example, I think the kind of line in the sand was when Kelly and Richard from the Stereophonics gave us that special signed like disc box set thing from their own like house.
Absolutely. Chose one of their own possessions, signed it, and said, "There you are, see what you can do with that."
Or the brilliant poster that Claire Sturgis gave us as well, signed by the Chili Peppers?
It was Chili Peppers, yeah.
So we've got some pretty good stuff, if we may say so ourselves.
We have, and it's putting pressure on us. Let's have a little reminder of some of the things that we've got.
A toolkit advent calendar.
A La Rochelle rugby shirt.
A rare Stereophonics vinyl box set signed by Kelly Jones and Richard Jones, the Joneses.
A stack of DVDs.
A signed Rochdale football.
Rerun the fun, My Life as Pat Sharp, in book form.
An Elvis costume.
A signed guitar by Shania Twain, Tom Grennan and Ronan Keating.
An entire snowman costume.
And a Noel Gallagher vinyl box set.
I'm sure you'll agree, some amazing stuff. So get down there early on Sunday and get buying.
Should have made it clear, I don't think the Pat Sharp book is signed.
Oh, dear. I think it's still going to go for quite some amount of money. If you look on our social media, you'll see Bush's slightly erotic mystical Prince versus Richie's Jenga, now 49, and Michael Bolton's CD. Just some items that we've bought for £5 each. It's kind of a little sharpener ahead of Sunday's big car boot sale at the Chelmsford Park and Ride. Scott Hall has put a message on Facebook saying, buying anything Michael Bolton should disqualify you immediately, which is very harsh.
Is Scott familiar with Michael Bolton's work? Have a listen to this beautiful track.
Have a little listen to this. Oh, so it's like chocolate.
Go on, you repost that again, Scott. This is going to go on Sunday.
Bolty would be furious if he heard someone speaking about him like that, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would be. The Michael Bolton CD and now 49, trust me, they're going to fly off that trestle table.
Well, you get a chance to buy them yourself. You come down and see us at the Chelmsford Park and Ride at the Car Boot on Sunday. We'll see you there.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So with great power comes great responsibility. I think it's fair to say, without blowing our trumpets too much, that, you know, this is a big radio show. It's an important radio show for Absolute Radio. It's the show that all the celebs want to speak to.
Oh, yeah.
As is borne out by some of the guests that we have on this programme that walk through these doors, such as your likes of your Joe Lycett's and so on. I mean, who else have we had?
Gerard Butler keeps on coming in. He falls over himself to come in and talk to us.
We get letters from Gerard on a weekly basis. We're always having to put him off. So, yeah, we've had some big people come into this studio. However, even though it might look a bit glitz and glam, only looking at our producer's computer at the moment, it takes you right back down to just how budget it can be in here sometimes. Our producer, Nick, and our Dem's main computer that a lot of editing work goes on with in this studio is actually, I just noticed, this is being held up, propped up by a can of Coke.
Nick, I tell you what, remove that can of Coke. Let's just see what happens to your monitor if you remove it.
See?
And slowly it sinks down. Not quite as dramatically as I was imagining it was going to, but it is sinking down to the desk.
It is a metaphor for this in general. It's just the air slowly going out of it. And the weird thing is, I went to get a coffee earlier on this morning, and in the cafe I walked into, they've obviously got a loose or wobbly chip and pin.
Yeah.
So they've got it propped up on 7 or 8 upturned cups from their stock. So just celebrating the joy of stuff that's propped up.
My mate at school, when we all turned 17 and driving those first cars, Do you remember the days when you had like a choke on the car?
I want them to bring chokes back.
It wouldn't stay out. So what he had to do, he kept three clothes pegs in the car.
Amazing.
When it was fully out, three clothes pegs on. Then when it was time to start pushing it back in, one clothes peg gets removed.
Brilliant.
So on and so forth until the engine's running beautifully, no clothes pegs required.
I'd be tempted to paint them green, amber and red for different levels of torque. Do you know what I mean? Love it.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie here with your Home Time show on Tuesday night. You know it's a big night on Tuesdays every week because it's Toasty Tuesday, and boy, have we got a special one for you this evening. Tonight, we're going to be toasting a sandwich that was suggested to us by one of our brilliant Home Time listeners this time last week, Paul. He got involved with a special toasty based on cooking last night's roast dinner. Listen to this.
Well, we had some leftovers from a chicken dinner, roast chicken dinner, so we made a roasty chicken roasty toasty.
Roasty toasty.
Boy, I mean, anything that rhymes is always a good start. Yeah, go on. What's in it?
First of all, you butter the outside as normal. Yep. And then you put some bread sauce on each side of the other side of the bread.
Right, strong start.
Mm.
And then chicken, of course.
Yeah.
And then stuffing. There's no roast potatoes in there, but it's a chicken roasty toasty.
We've always been a sucker for a toasty that's got a name. I think back fondly to El Chapo a few weeks back.
What a classic, what an iconic toasty that was.
But the roasty toasty it had us the moment that we spoke to Paul last week. So we've got the ingredients, we've been thinking about how we're going to do it. It's all ready to do right now. We've got the bread, so obviously it's a staple. We've got in the fridge, so I haven't got those to hand right now, two pre-cooked chicken breast fillets.
And boys, do they look appetising.
they look a little bit sweaty.
The biggest conversation we've had around this, and there's been a lot of to and fro with this in the build-up to actually making this toasted sandwich, is what do we do with the gravy?
Yeah.
Our producer, Adem, suggested dunking the bread in the gravy before toasting it. That seemed a little bit weird.
I know, because one of the critical things about when you make a toasty is obviously buttering the opposite side of the bread so that it toasts and comes out of the toasting machine. I think if you're going to make some kind of eggy bread style gravy bread, it ain't going to come out and it's just going to burn.
It would look like a car crash. There's no two ways about it. And then the other option is to make up the gravy and then pour that in on top of the sandwich, which I guess it has its own risks as well.
Let alone the sage and onion stuffing mix, which says normally you'd cook for 25 minutes in an oven at 180 degrees. We're just sticking it inside a toasty.
What could possibly go wrong? Life on the edge, as ever on Tuesday nights here on Home Time.
I'll hold my hand up. I am nervous.
I am a little bit nervous. The stuffing, mainly. That's the worst bit.
Do you know what? This has been a week in the making, and when we look forward another week, just realise a week today is Pancake Day, Shrove Tuesday.
Ooh.
Let's all start thinking about this, but do you think you could do a pancake-related toasty if we made the batter up and just poured it into a toasty machine? Does that even work?
I'm not too sure. I mean, like, we've done some experimental stuff with eggs. Producer Nick's almost being sick in a bucket here. But we have done some experimental egg-based stuff with toasted sandwiches.
One to think about. You know how to get in touch. hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Home Time on a Tuesday night. The moment of truth is here, and it's really difficult to actually hold concentration because this roast dinner toasty smells divine.
I was nervous 10 minutes ago. I'm now excited. When the toasty machine was being opened, a producer from another radio station in this building was coming past, and as the roasty toasty toasty was coming out, he actually said, "Why, aye, man, that looks great. I'm very excited. That looks better than what I'm having for dinner tonight."
Wow, which part of... I'm not going to say.
No,
he was from up north, right?
He was from up north, not that that impression sounded anything like it.
It's in front of us right now. There's a big debate about, you know, is this going to work? There was a lot of stuff in there. There's gravy in there. There's stuffing in there, which we've mixed roughly in a work teacup.
And kettle.
And kettle as well. Well, let's get stuck in. Are you... because you burnt your mouth on the toasty last week. Are you going to take it a little bit more easy this week?
I'm going to give it a blow first.
So I think it's prudent in all walks of life. Here we go. It's very hot. getting the stuffing straight away, yeah, and that tastes fantastic. Makes me want to have Christmas Day. Do you know what I mean? Listener Paul, I think he might be onto something here.
It's good. It's good.
I think he's almost a bit emotional.
I'm not, it's a team show. I don't want to point fingers, but I feel like you've put too much stuffing in because that was your...
See, I don't think you can ever have too much stuffing.
Really?
Yeah, I love stuffing.
I feel like the stuffing's giving a bit of clag to it.
Well, yeah, but it's tempering what I thought. And again, I don't want to get into it. I felt like you put too much gravy on.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I'm going to fall out over a roasty toasty.
Well, let's just eat the toasty, shall we? It's Valentine's Day, just eat it.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Well, that's it. That's your daily takeaway. We did say at the beginning that we'd be back to talk a little bit further about bread modelling. I've done a Google image search of bread modelling, and it is return a picture of a lady.
Oh, yeah. It's Valentine's Day, though, isn't it?
With some strategically placed cob rolls.
What an epitaph for the show.